and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa making landfall in Cuba as a Category 3 storm. Slammed into Jamaica as a Category 5. You're still assessing the damage in Jamaica, but Mike at the airport reopened as of tomorrow for food aid deliveries. President Trump speaking with business and government leaders at APEC, the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum dinner in South Korea. The president talking about how he arrived at a trade agreement with South Korea's prime minister.
And we've made our deal. We pretty much finalized a trade deal, and we discussed some other things having to do with national security, etc.
The details of that trade deal are still being ironed out. Tomorrow, the president meets with China's Xi Jinping. Back in Washington, the Senate has voted to nullify the president's 50% tariffs on Brazil. A handful of Republicans joined Democrats in the effort. The pain being felt by federal workers as the government shut down Interstate 29. This is ABC News.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation aimed at limiting certain fee increases on the livestock industry. If passed into law, the proposed bill would limit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's ability to implement a rule change determining fees for animal market and dealer licenses, as well as animal transport vehicle registrations. The agency has previously proposed significant fee increases, one of which would raise the cost for an animal market Class A license from $420 to over $7,400. Governor Tony Evers has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to force the U.S. Department of Agriculture to release contingency funding for food share benefits. Due to the ongoing federal government shutdown, SNAP programs across the country, including food share in Wisconsin, are expected to see delays with benefits for the month of November. Last week, the USDA issued a memo stating that $3 billion of that contingency funding could not be legally used to address administrative costs and benefit payments during the shutdown. After weeks of consideration, the city of Shell Lake has officially decided what to do with a donated sculpture. The city had originally considered plans to place the sculpture of a woman on a paddleboard with her dog in Memorial Park, but a number of residents expressed concerns over whether the Veterans Park was the right place for it. The city council then decided to accept the sculpture, but tasked the plant commission with finding a better place for it. At its meeting this month, the city council approved placing the sculpture at the Shell Lake Arts Center. Barron County 4-H is advising residents that the 2025 Barron County plat book is now available for purchase. The plat book is updated yearly to include things like property boundaries and topographical maps of the county. This year's edition also includes maps of area watersheds, school districts, recreational trails, and more. Area residents can purchase the 2025 plat book at a variety of locations, including the UW-Eau Claire Barron County campus and the County Government Center. The proceeds raised support youth in Barron County 4-H. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 121-111 over the New York Knicks. Another big night for Giannis Antetokounmpo, leading with 37 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. NFL, the Packers and the Steelers game drew 28 million viewers, one of the highest rated games in the history of Sunday Night Football. So what did it mean for Jordan Love to have such a strong performance against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's pretty meaningful. I think that speaks also to the respect that we have for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the guys that were here and were able to witness and see how he would perform not only on the Sundays, but also in practice and all that. But yeah, Jordan's shown a ton of growth. We have a ton of confidence in him. And I thought he played a complete game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football.
To hear that the coaches aren't fostering those relationships at the high schools, that has been the heartbeat of the team before Fickell's time. I got recruited other places, but I chose to be a Wisconsin Badger because of what that meant to me. If it means something to you, not just the name on the back, but the name you have on the front of your jersey, that's going to have staying power in today's college athletic landscape.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Maggie Dawn.
5 o'clock, I'm joined by Rachel LaCasse Ford. She's a mom of two and a small business owner. She discusses her personal struggles to find affordable health care and what the ACA subsidies mean to her and her family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Wednesday morning, October 29th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or however you got here, by podcast, or over the website, through social media, where you're actually watching going, does that shirt fit on him? I don't know. Maybe it's a little washed out, whatever. You know, we're not really a TV show, but you can critique my wardrobe if you want. That's fine. Thanks for starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Is there anything... Oh, Parker won't know the answer to this question. Let me... Parker Olson is producing this shindig down in Madison Studio A2. You won't know the answer to this, though. Is there anything quite like that new coffee pot smell when you're having fresh cup of coffee? Yeah, out of a new pot that was delivered at 9 o'clock last night by Amazon.
Nice.
I gotta have my coffee pot. The one that, if you missed it 24 hours ago here, I had accidentally cracked on the countertop. And first it was a matter of finding the right coffee pot. And for that, you're looking on the descriptions and you know, you can't get the wrong one because if the coffee doesn't go in just right, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, okay, it could fit this brand and it could fit this model. Now, I don't know how many model numbers you think are out there for coffee makers, but
more
this
than
particular
a few.
One, yeah, it's like, well, this pot will fit, you know, these coffee maker models, and they're like 5-digit numbers, and there's like 10 of them on there. I'm like, how many different coffee makers are there? And so then I turn the coffee maker, I look on the back there, and there's nothing. And I look back over at the description, and it's like, the model number is on the bottom of the coffee maker. Really? So you got to take this coffee maker, which, you know, sometimes has water in the bin, or, you know, obviously not, it's empty, but still got a little bit. Sure. You got to tip this thing and you got to look at the very bottom and very faintly stamped into the plastic is the model number. I'm like, okay, here it is. And then up pops this thing, you know, for an additional $2.50, we'll deliver it today yet. No, you know, before 10 p.m. I'm like, I want coffee tomorrow. Sure. And so sure enough, just before 9 o'clock, this box gets dropped on our doorstep and it's a new coffee pot. Now you're saying, hey, for $2.50, could he have driven to Target maybe and found one? Maybe, maybe Target would have had that. Maybe they wouldn't have had it. And then I would have had to go over to Kohl's. Maybe they would have had it. Maybe they wouldn't have had it. Maybe at that point, instead of $2.50, I would have paid money for a whole new coffee maker. At that point, that would have been silly. So do I like that I gave the world's richest man an additional $2.50? I do not. Do I like the convenience of now having fresh coffee this morning? Yes, I do. So there's my moral quandary for today. How are you doing over there? How are you feeling? By the way, you sound a little bit better.
I'm feeling okay. Better than yesterday, that's for sure. I am glad I have not broken any pots or cups or anything lately. I will say, though, Pat, and I want to make sure that you know this before I tell you, I attribute this to the fact that they were old and not to the fact that it's me. Okay?
Go on.
I tried on 4 pairs of jeans before I could find one that fit the other day. And that's not a proud point in my life.
Nope, it's not. You're not as active as you used to be.
Nope.
You know, you're sitting on your can for 3 hours to start the day here, babysitting the old guy doing his radio show, and then you're sitting there doing some, you know, commercials or whatever else they make you do there at the radio sweatshop. And next thing you know, you're like, I need a nap, you know. And then after that, it's like, well, I could go do, you know, something as basic as go for a walk, much less go to the gym. But, you know, it's been a long day of work and inertia has set in. And that, boys and girls, is why my shirt's a little oversized today. and Parker's is on his 4th pair of jeans and is contemplating those little 2-digit numbers on the back where it's got the waist size and the leg size. Yeah. And trust me, both those numbers change over time. Neither one for the better. So welcome to adulting, Mr. Olson. It's nice to have you here.
I think it's good to be here. I think
it's not. Don't trust me. No, do not recommend. No. I will say what I've said to so many other people, which is easy to say now when you're in your 60s, to say to somebody younger, especially when, you know, I stopped going to the gym a very long time ago. But now I do say to people who go, never stop. Seriously, yeah. Never stop. Because once that inertia sets in, I mean, we always talk about the phrases like getting back on the wagon. You know, I got to get back on the exercise wagon or whatever the case may be. Sure. And it's hard. So if you are in a regular fitness routine right now, please do yourself a favor. No, go, you know, I can take a little break here. Yeah. Don't take the break. Keep the good habits.
I used to be good. I used to do 100 push-ups every night, Pat.
I'm sorry, 100 push-ups every night?
Mm-hmm. I used to do that.
That's excellent. I mean,
it's been a long time since that's happened, Pat.
Realistically, right now, or maybe it's too early in the morning, but some point time today. But realistically, how many could you do? And you go, that's enough for now.
Continuously?
Yeah, continuously. The same way that you used to do 100, where would you have to go? That's as far as we're going this time. Where's the needle?
Maybe 15 or 20.
Oh, no.
If I had a guess.
Okay.
All right. I used to be an athlete, Pat. I am no longer an athlete.
I know, and that's what everybody, and even non-athletes, you realize, boy, we don't move like we used to. When I had to do visit the physical therapist for, you know, a little shoulder issue, and at one point she's like, okay, well, now let's work on your balance, and she has me stand on one foot, and I couldn't really do it. And I thought, well, this is weird. And she's like, you know, even something as basic as that, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Sure.
And next thing you know, your balance is out of whack. So, I mean, when I was in elementary, middle school, they'd have those presidential physical fitness awards.
Oh,
I don't
know
that they still have those anymore. Yep. I used to be tops in my class for sit-ups. Sit up, believe me. What I
sit
give
ups, not sit down.
Yes. What I'd give to be able to do 100 sit-ups, you know, again. So I don't know. Are we at the threshold of something? Is this where Pat and Parker make a public pledge? That's a lot of alliteration, you know, about getting back to something. Maybe for you, it's 30 push-ups. Maybe for me, for sit-ups, it's 5, you know, I don't know. Maybe
during our breaks here, I'll start doing push-ups on the floor in the office.
No, I don't want to. I can't be that winded during the show. I can't come back from a break. So our next guest might have to be the thing that we do at the start of Jane's show. You know,
yeah.
We wrap up ours, and then Jane and Greg, before they start their show, they can look through the camera at us, and then they can always start their show with a laugh going, "You will not believe, I think I just saw Kreitlow vomit. I thought it was crazy." All we asked of him was 6 sit-ups, and up came the French toast. It was just terrible.
These two idiots are falling apart.
I know. We may be onto something here, Parker. You know what?
Maybe.
We've got a medical consultant on the show.
That's true.
I mean, we both have our, you know, a gynecologist, Dr. Lyerly, who would encourage us to do this or that. I'm sure we can get other people as well. I'm sure we can crowdsource this through the audience on what is a realistic routine we could start doing right after the show and really impress people when they go, "Wow, Pat got up to 8 sit-ups. That's amazing. Good for you, old man.
You get a gold star."
I'm excited for you, though. I think we can get you back to 100. I really do. I didn't say right away.
No.
But I bet we could.
I honestly, if I really tried, I probably could fairly quickly. Now I think about it.
If you really tried.
In other words,
you'd have to want to try.
That's the problem. And the other problem, too, is now, Pat, I'm in the point of my life now that I have to get up at 4 a.m. all the time. Yeah. I worry about tiring myself out too much at night and sleeping through and not getting to come here and
moan with you about being
out of shape.
You've got alarms. It's okay. From Leaf on YouTube, "I won't make it to the gym today. That makes it 20 years in a row." Congratulations. You can let us know your exercise routine at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. He also says, "I heard something a few days back about push-ups. I used to be able to do 100 push-ups without stopping." Again, that is super impressive.
They weren't good push-ups, but like they were push-ups.
Oh yeah. I would take that again with the little shoulder issue here thing. It's like there's things that I actually do miss the kinds of exercise I used to do. You know, that was a daily thing before going to the TV station and anchoring the news. You felt a little bit more pressure. You feel a little less pressure in radio to maintain a level of physical fitness, even though we're on camera every day. But we're happy to crowdsource advice or encouragement or anything else. Leaf goes on to say, "Did 20 the other day, but that is the same weight as it was when I was 20. So I call it a win." Okay. Well, again, we'll take any encouragement that we can get along the way. You can get in the comment sections here. You can use the Civic Media app to call us or text us or leave a voice note. And by the way, coming up, I'm not going to do it today yet. I'm going to save it for tomorrow. I need one more day, but we have created new social media accounts for this fine program. Yes. Now I'm a little, we do have a Facebook page that we're on, and you can always follow me there. Just look for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on Facebook, but we're also going to have something on Twitter and Blue Sky. And yes, Twitter is still a dumpster fire. It's a hellscape out there, but it's still where plenty of people go for information and news and to see little video clips from the show and things. So we're going to set that up, and I'll introduce it more formally tomorrow. Only to say this, I've had my one personal Twitter account for as long as there's been Twitter, almost been a long time. So my algorithm shows me things that I'm used to seeing. When you create a brand new account and you haven't populated it yet with likes or follows or anything like that, and you just see what is on Twitter generically, I mean, is it as bad as I thought it would be? Let me put it this way. I did not see that coming. It is a Nazi porn dumpster fire of horrible meanness and, you know, right-wing takes that are as nihilistic as they come. And that would beat down a lesser man. But I took that as fodder to say, you know what? Somebody's got to get back on this platform. Somebody's got to put some stuff out there that is, I don't know, fact-based and interesting to Wisconsin consumers, and maybe motivate people instead of, you know, turning off their computer and walking into the ocean and never coming back out. Instead, saying, I'm going right from here to the voting booth, and we're going to make things a little bit better. That's what we're trying to do here on the radio. It's what we're going to try to do through Twitter and Blue Sky and on our Facebook page as well. So stay tuned. We'll be telling you much more about all of that. We'll follow more of the day's headlines coming up. We'll have today's history lesson and much more live from the lake. Beautiful Lake Wissota on a Wednesday morning. Nice to have you along. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on The Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Once again, 855-75-CIVIC is how to reach us, either with phone calls or text messages or voice notes. We got a nice voice note yesterday from one of Tony's kids. We always appreciate that. And on there as well, you know, we do have to get some basics out of the way. Halloween is coming up day after tomorrow. So, again, what are you going to be? What are you going to do? Halloween is on a Friday. It's going to be really fun this time around. Well, for some people, I mean, I'm going to hand out candy and say bah humbug, but I don't know. Parker, do you have a plan for Friday? Halloween being on a Friday this year?
I don't know. I was planning on going to the producer over at John and Gordy in the Morning at WMDX, Dom Lee, or as Todd Alba calls him, the Italian Stallion. I was considering going to his Halloween party, but frankly, right now, I just don't feel good. So...
Well, but that's you got 2 days to go yet. That's fine.
2 days.
Hopefully. And I appreciate that you're willing to get on public airwaves and let the party host know that you might be blown off his party. I mean, yeah. that's a bold move. So, all right, well, we'll see if you show up. If you do, will it be in some kind of a costume?
With me attempting to pretend that I have a beard right now, I'm considering dressing as Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. I can totally see that. Yes. Okay. So.
What about you? What do you got in the bank?
Like I said, handing out candy every year. I put on my baseball cap. It's black and in orange writing. It says last minute Halloween costume. It's always there. It always fits. And I'm good to go.
You know what? That's the amount of effort I would expect from you for Halloween.
And then, you know, I will take the number of trick-or-treaters. I will give them an ample handful of miniature Kit Kats because we don't get many trick-or-treaters. And the more I give them, the less that stay here and end up going and boosting my gene size to something even bigger. Yeah. But I can guarantee there will be some Kit Kats before bedtime. So I've got that going for me. So,
all right.
But we'd love to know what you guys are doing as well. So again, you can send a text message or a voicemail, or if you've already tried on your costume and you want to send us a picture, we might share it on social media as well. Still to come on the program today, we're going to be talking to State Representative Angelina Cruz in our homeroom segment. She's a member of the Assembly Education Committee. She's also written on social media about last week's committee meeting that deals with accusations of teacher misconduct and how the Department of Public Instruction handled the licensing of those teachers, or now former teachers. And there have been some Republicans, she's taken note, that did a really good job of grandstanding last week, even as they contributed to the system that led an understaffed DPI to handle complaints the way that they did. These same people who starve the education system of the funding it needs for proper staffing and safe schools. Some of the same Republicans who've even actually gone on record voting to keep the Epstein files under lock and key. So she's called out some of that, and we'll ask her about it coming up at 7:35 this morning. We'll also have Melissa Baldoff by a little bit later for our climate check. And of course, we've got to talk about Hurricane Melissa slamming through Jamaica. It's tearing up parts of Cuba right now, and our hearts are just absolutely broken about that, seeing some of the first damage video that has come in from Jamaica. And it's not going to be an easy cleanup at all. But even as that all of that happens, the parent agency of the National Weather Service is reduced to relying on volunteers for observations and data because of budget cuts and the government shutdown. So we'll talk to Melissa about that. We will also talk in just a minute or two here about some election deniers or election denier supporters, I guess you could call it, who are running for office right here in Wisconsin. And of course, if you can't stick around for the whole show, you can always pod this program, head over to Spotify and follow us there, or subscribe to us on Apple. However you get your podcasts, we would love to have you along as a follower. And that way you never miss anything that we are talking about over here, which would include the way that some conservative candidates have recently been cozying up with a prominent 2020 election denier. There is an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Mary Spicuzza, Dan Bice, Molly Beck. The headline is, Wisconsin candidates Maria Lazar and Tom Tiffany face criticism after attending events with a 2020 election denier. The denier that we're talking about here is Michael Flynn, who was Donald Trump's first national security advisor, who was a speaker at the Republican Party of Brown County Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner. They've actually already named this dinner not just after Lincoln, not just Lincoln and Reagan. They've already called it the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner, in case you're wondering how other countries got to embrace dictators so quickly. There was a willing audience, trust me. Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents in 2017. He promoted conspiracy theories. He tried to downplay Russian interference in the 2016 election. He has promoted misinformation that's embraced by QAnon. And yet, appeals court judge Maria Lazar attended a Republican Women of Waukesha County Defending America fundraiser on October 23rd in Oconomowoc, which featured Flynn. And as far as, you know, Tiffany attending the dinner that Flynn was at, here's the thing you have to remember about Tom Tiffany. He does not deserve to be in Congress. He should have been removed, or should have had the personal honor to resign after he signed on to a lawsuit after the 2020 election put forward by the state of Texas that was not seeking just to overturn the election in general back in 2020, but specifically sought to overturn the votes in key states, including Wisconsin. Tom Tiffany signed on in support of a lawsuit filed by Texas to throw out the votes of Wisconsin voters in 2020. Tom Tiffany is as close to election denial as Derek Van Orden is to insurrection. They are right there on the grounds, and they cannot deny their role of being opposed to free and democratic elections. So this isn't the biggest news about Tom Tiffany, but for Maria Lazar, who wants to be on the Supreme Court, to have that kind of embrace of an election denier, not a good look. Today's history lesson is up next. You're up north.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH. Farmers are up against some critical deadlines when it comes to filing information with the federal government, but who is going to collect that information? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll take a little deeper dive on that subject next.
Everything you've heard is true. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are bringing you the next era of soybean performance. Believe the hype. With a generational leap in genetics, Z-Series is redefining what's possible. Ride the wave. Z-Series soybeans have unleashed unprecedented yield potential and delivered maximum return on investment. Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatest yields.
Jessica Sarbacher is with Lake Ridge Bank. She says one of the programs that she's monitoring closely through USDA's Farm Service Agency office, the simple crop reporting tool that is necessary for crop insurers. Sarbacher says farmers have to remember the deadline to get that report filed, November 15th.
The deadline is typically November 15th, and the crop insurance shares that deadline. Our acres are also due November 15th. So what this is going to do is there's obviously now a backlog of work for the FSA office to get through. So I find it highly unlikely that we will meet that November 15th deadline. So most likely no announcement yet, but I would guess that they're going to have some sort of an extension for that crop reporting.
Jessica Sarbacher with Lake Ridge Bank. She said one of the problems is they don't normally extend crop insurance deadlines. So she said farmers need to remember you still have to supply that information to your crop insurance provider by November 15th. We'll wait and see if the Farm Service Agency offices put out any extension. Markets are next.
Whether it's the sound of the carnival or the taste of the cotton candy or your first blue ribbon, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to offer cash prizes for your fair stories. Entries are being accepted all summer long and there is no limit, so tell us all of your stories. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese finished the day 2.5 cents higher at 182. 40-pound block cheese was up 2.25 at 182.25, while AA butter dropped 3.75 cents to 156.25 per pound. This morning in Chicago, right now, December corn's down a penny at 431. November soybeans are down 6.5 at 1072. July wheat currently a penny lower, 568. The November class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently down 8, 1776 a hundredweight. There's your market snapshot. I am Pam Yonke. Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 96.9 WBZH.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here.
As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more data centers want to move to Wisconsin and more Wisconsinites are concerned. We talk to Clean Wisconsin. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
On this day in 2016, Bob Dylan won an award. It wasn't a Grammy, you know, it wasn't, a People's Choice Award. It was a Nobel Prize. Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize in Literature this day in 2016.
How hard do you think he had a campaign for that? Do you think he was doing a whole presidential campaign about it?
Not campaign for it. Barely showed up to acknowledge it. And in anything else afterwards, left early because that's what he does. He's enigmatic that way. This song, for example, is called Positively 4th Street. The words Positively 4th Street appear nowhere in the lyrics. And no matter how many times you ask him why it's called that, you get this. And we're all left to guess why. Why? Because that's the mystery that is Robert Zimmerman of Bemidji, Minnesota. On this day in 1998, the Space Shuttle Discovery blasted off with 77-year-old John Glenn on board, making him the oldest person to go into space. On this day in 1956, NBC decided to go with co-anchors for their nightly news report, so they teamed up Chet Huntley and David Brinkley. The Huntley-Brinkley Report dominated network news from 1956 to 1970 and had an interesting theme song written by a celebrity. Here's how the Huntley-Brinkley Report began every night. Do you think they had to pay Beethoven anything extra for the rights to that or not?
I have a feeling that was fair use.
It's probably in that whole public domain realm. Anyway, yeah, Beethoven's Ninth. Network news themes have become a lot more expensive, complex. Although they have staying power. I mean, John Williams wrote the one for NBC, and they've been using that thing for 35 years, something like that.
Can we take a moment and appreciate John Williams?
Oh, we have before. We will again. Absolutely. Yes. I've said over and over again, I could never be a songwriter because I would just drift over into something that's already been written. And yet he comes up with all these new things all the time for movies and newscasts and things like that. On this day in 2012, Hurricane Sandy, also known as Superstorm Sandy, hit the East Coast of the U.S., especially New Jersey. It killed hundreds, left $70 billion in damages and caused major power outages. And again, was a reminder, even back then, 13 years ago, the climate appears to be changing. Storms appear to be getting stronger, faster. Maybe we should stop contributing to the problem. And then look who we elected. On this day in 1966, the number one song was done by a group called Question Mark and the Mysterians. And you'll start crying. And it was a literal question mark. It wasn't like the words question mark and the Mysterians on the record was a question mark.
It wouldn't fit and very well.
Yeah. I mean, so look, long before Prince did it with a symbol, some other guy did it with the Mysterians and their one hit wonder, 96 Tears. Actor Richard Dreyfuss is 78 years old today. There's a guy with some range, you know, from Jaws and Mr. Holland's Opus and Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Goodbye Girl. I mean, he's just been in a ton of movies.
Is it bad that I'm not sure who he plays in Jaws?
No, you shouldn't. No, okay. Because he hasn't done He hasn't done many things lately that you would know, but he was in the many of the blockbusters of the 70s and early 80s.
I know the name. I do not know that face.
So. Yeah. You know Paul Giamatti, the actor?
Possibly the name.
I think if you saw him, it's like they kind of play that same type of character. I could see Paul Giamatti doing a lot of what Richard Dreyfuss does and vice versa.
Gotcha.
Or somebody thinks I'm crazy and they'll write in and say so. Anyway, let's see. Kate Jackson, one of the original Charlie's Angels, is 76 years old today. On this day in 1969, Creedence Clearwater Revival released their third studio album. Not their third studio album overall. CCR released their third album that year. Oh. And it was a pretty good one. Willie and the Poor Boys with this hit. Down on the Corner and Fortunate Son were two of the big hits from Willie and the Poor Boys. Again, CCR's third album. It was released this day in 1969. Birthdays today include Tracy Ellis Ross, the daughter of Diana Ross. You remember her from Black-ish and Girlfriends. She is 53 years old today. And so is Gabriel Union, 53 years old today. On this day in 1973, Apple Records released John Lennon's fourth studio album, Mind Games. Let's see, Tony's noting on YouTube, CCR doing three albums in a year. That's a higher output than Dan Hagen. Yeah, but Dan Hagen has a higher output than you or me or anybody else in this room. He's put out one album. That's one more than everybody else I know. So I'm not going to diss him for that. John Lennon's Mind Games released this day in 1973. Winona Ryder is 54 years old today. Let's see, on this day in 1982, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson did a duet that peaked at number two on the charts. Don't waste your time. Because the doggone girl is mine. So this was back when they were getting along really well, and somewhere around that time, Paul McCartney gave Michael Jackson the financial advice to buy up music rights because songs get more popular over time and it's a great investment. And Michael Jackson said, thanks, that's a great idea. And sometime later on, Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog from underneath Paul McCartney. And they weren't friends for a while.
Wow. Yeah, that's a way to break up a friendship.
Well, you know, if you give somebody advice, I guess you should add some caveats. By the way, don't buy my songs.
Don't,
you know,
don't screw with me.
That's right. So that was 1982. The next year, 1983, the number one song was by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. This is a track that was originally written by the Bee Gees. Huh. Barry Gibb and his brothers, they were kind of, I'm not going to say washed up, but they couldn't get any traction because everybody saw them just as a disco group at that point. And nobody wanted to play them on the radio, but they were still able to write songs. So they just got other people to sing them, like Kenny and Dolly, and got a number one song out of it on this day in 1983. On this day in 2008, Delta Airlines out of Atlanta merged with Northwest Airlines out of the Twin Cities and created the world's largest airline, and reduced the number of legacy carriers down to five. It's now down to four: Delta, American, United, and Alaska. There used to be so many more airlines. There used to be so much more competition. And then we heard in the late 70s, early 80s, oh, but if we deregulate the industry, there'll be even more competition and we'll save lots of money. And other people said, no, don't deregulate the airlines. They'll just all merge with each other, and pretty soon there'll just be a couple of airlines, and we'll have no competition, and we'll be paying through the nose, and seats will be smaller, and they won't serve meals anymore. And every one of those things turned out to be true. And yet we deregulated it anyway. And we still have people going, hey, we should let industry police itself. That'll work out great for the consumer.
Well,
sure it will.
At least we don't have like doors flying off planes or anything. That would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be. No,
oh,
no.
Wait.
Yeah, never mind. Hmm. Okay. You said that last weekend you watched, was it Casino Royale?
I did.
James Bond film?
Yes.
Okay. And you probably will not move into the next one, Quantum of Solace?
I might. I'm not.
You might.
Here, you know what? Since I'm sick and I'm laying around a lot, maybe.
Okay. Well, I might talk you out of it here because Quantum of Solace, the 22nd James Bond film starring Daniel Craig, was released this day in 2008. And I got to thinking, like, I don't remember if there was a song. I mean, there's a Bond song in all these where they get some, you know, contemporary singers to do something or another. And sometimes they work, like we played the Adele one from Skyfall recently. But Quantum of Solace had a song. It was done by Jack White and Alicia Keys. And give a listen. See if you remember it from 2008. Another Way to Die, it did not register on my radar, and I now see why. It was indeed a number one hit in Finland.
Ah, there it is.
Yes, it peaked at number 9 in the UK. It was, in fact, a top 10 hit in Germany, Denmark, Austria, Belgium, Norway, Switzerland. Top 10 hit in all those countries.
Huh.
But in the U.S., this week in 2008, the movie debuted, and the song eventually debuted at number 81 on the Billboard Hot 100. And then the next week, it was gone. One week on the charts at number 81. Alicia Keys has had a lot of great hits. Jack White, obviously, as well. This one, American music consumers said, was a swing and the miss. Tony puts it very well on YouTube. Jack White is an acquired taste, very talented, but ...
Good.
Yes. That's a very good way to put it. Now I could see, I listened through it twice just because I could not remember if I'd ever heard this song before. And I'm like, okay, I can see how it would grow on some folks, but it was just not as a Bond song, you know, from a James Bond movie. It just clearly didn't connect with a lot of folks. Let's see what's on the national calendar. I remember yesterday, was it yesterday or Monday? I went off on you, not you personally, but it was National Dog Day. And I'm like, could you come up with something any more generic? And I just wanted to apologize because I know that sometimes I see these things and I have a tendency to overreact. What's on the national day calendar for today?
It's nice of you to say that, Pat. It is National Cat Day.
Shut up. Come on. Seriously?
It is
National Cat Day.
Cat Day, yes.
It's like all the cats saw that it was National Dog Day and like, I got to get in on this. You know, that's actually not how a cat talks. That's more like how a dog talks. But anyway, that's it. National Cat Day?
National Cat Day. And famously, both cats and dogs talk. Yes.
And I get that it has to be on a specific date, like October 29th, like today. But wouldn't you always put it on the weekend specifically? Say it with me, kids. Catterday? No? Nothing? Nobody? Okay. Anyway, I'll be over here if you need me while Parker tells you what else is on the National Day calendar.
It's National Hermit Day. It's National Internet Day. It's World Stroke Day and Indigenous Peoples Thanksgiving. Any other problems, Pat?
Parker's completely checked out of this now. No. I definitely feel like a hermit making little cracks like that. So that I will simply go over here by myself like a hermit and celebrate National Cat Day in my own special way. Let's see. Let's take a pause here, and then we'll talk more about entertainment news. And in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk to State Representative Angelina Cruz in our homeroom segment talking about safe schools and whether some people truly have safe schools at heart or if they're just looking to make political hay out of a recent controversy. That's all coming up on these mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 Highway 63 Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, Busted Pencils.
I mean, that comes naturally for me, Jacob, as a blue-collar scholar. I really love knowing, hey, what are the skills I need to complete the job? And how can I be the very best? I really think that we owe it to the next generation. And I don't even mean just young people, but anybody thinking about, hey, I'm going to change my career pathway. I think we owe it to them to say, well, here are the experts in your industry.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts. What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of, it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party. And there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This weekend, we all fall back. Daylight saving time ends and we turn our clocks back 1 hour. It's also a good time to check your smoke detectors and replace those batteries. Stay safe, stay on time. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. The Sawyer County Government Center is doing a food drive of non-perishable items, including breakfast cereals, pancake mix, peanut butters, healthy snacks, ketchup and mustards, rice and pastas, baking ingredients, jellos and puddings, and peas and beans. A complete drop-off list is available at the Sawyer County Courthouse. They are looking for drop-offs happening at the Main Street entrance from today through the 14th. Help them feed local families and make a difference here in the Sawyer County area. Again, Sawyer County Government Center holding a food drive between now and November 14th. It is Red Ribbon Week at the Hayward High School, and today is Don't Let Drugs Ruin Your Future. It is a career day. Again, Red Ribbon Week celebrations continue today. Don't let drugs ruin your future at the Hayward High School. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf is opening up at 10 o'clock this morning. They are located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward, 11255 Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital on 77 on the left-hand side. They have lots of produce, meats, and canned good items. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Again, check it out. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf, open from 10 until 3 today. Super Senior classes starting at 11 o'clock and going till noon at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street here in Hayward. A $2 class will give you 45 minutes of time geared towards those 60 and older, and it is a chair-based exercise program. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and, of course, having fun. For more information, you can call 715-634-3000. Again, 715-634-3000, or just stop in 11 o'clock at the Hayward Senior Resource Center. Super Senior Classes. Power Pump starts at 4 o'clock at the Cable Community Center, located at 13660 County Highway M in Cable. This is a dumbbell class and is designed for all fitness levels, targeting all the major muscle groups by using exercise such as squats, presses, lifts, and curls. And they emphasize low weight loads and high repetitions. Again, Power Pump classes starting at 4 o'clock until 5 this afternoon at the Cable Community Center in Cable, Wisconsin. Engage Knitting at the Hayward Library starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow. This will be a great opportunity for a beginner or an experienced knitter to get together and craft together. If you prefer a different craft, that's fine. Join in the camaraderie. For more information, call 715-634-2161. Again, Engage Knitting at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 Highway 2777 here in Hayward. Encore Senior Potluck Luncheon starting at 11:30 and going till 12:30 on Thursday at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. This is a potluck luncheon for those ages 65 and older. Join us at the Hayward Wesleyan Church Fireside Room for a time of fellowship, music, and fun. This is always happening on the fourth Thursday of the month at 11:30. If you have any questions, give Linda a call at the church, 715-634-4613. Again, the Encore Senior Potluck Luncheon starting at 11:30 until noon at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. Parent-teacher conferences for the Solon Springs School District will start at 6 p.m. on Thursday evening. Again, parent-teacher conferences, Solon Springs School District, Thursday at 6 p.m. Friday, Halloween, October 31st. It's a half day for students at the LCL School District and no students in school for a staff in-service at Solon Springs all day Friday. So school is canceled, Solon Springs School District, and a half a day for the LCL School District. Open play at Northwest Connection Family Resources will be at 9 o'clock on Friday. This will be held at 15896 West 3rd Street in Hayward. Open play is an opportunity for you to join friends or make some new ones while playing with your kids in their children's environment, and a snack will be provided. Again, 9 o'clock on Friday, open play at the Northwest Connection Family Resources. And of course, we have lots of Halloween opportunities for Friday the 31st. Starting with the Hayward Library, they'll be open from 10 until 5, handing out treats, and step on over to the Halloween-themed craft table and maybe do a craft. The Halloween Trunk or Treat Halloween Festival starts off at 4 o'clock at the Northern Lakes True Value Hardware parking lot. A family-friendly event, great opportunity to get the kids out there for Trunk or Treat. More information is available at 715-699-4449. A trick-or-treat happening at Tamarack Health Medical Center from 4 until 6 o'clock. And finally, a trunk-or-treat at the Gordon Fire Department starting at 4 o'clock on Friday. They are located at 9925 East County Road Y in Gordon. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Hurricane Melissa plows across Cuba, those in Jamaica are still looking at the destruction on that island. ABC's Ika Jachi's there.
Jamaican officials saying St. Elizabeth Parish is underwater. 75 patients had to be moved from a hospital after it lost power and sustained damage to the roof. The infrastructure is severely compromised, with more than 500,000 Jamaicans without power. That's about 77% of the island.
The Federal Reserve is finishing up its October meeting today. At its conclusion, an announcement on lowering a key interest rate is expected. President Trump visiting South Korea, meeting with President Lee Jae-myung, and also working on a trade deal with South Korea. Tomorrow, he will sit down with China's Xi Jinping. Lawmakers in Washington are trying to come up with a workaround so members of the military can still be paid, and so federal food assistance is not cut off for millions of Americans amid the government shutdown. This is day 29.